On the Democratic side today, candidates gathered at a unity rally this morning. The party is looking to put the first woman in the governor's office since Madeleine Cunin left in 1991. BPR's Taylor Dobbs has this report.
Craddock's campaign for governor didn't get as divisive as on the Republican side, but there were some rhetorical spats about corporate campaign contributions and Sue Minter's alleged connection to the Northeast Kingdom EB-5 scandals. If there were any hard feelings between Minter and runner-up Matt Dunn, though, they weren't apparent Wednesday morning. Dunn introduced Minter, and the two shared a long hug before Minter's speech, which touched on some of her major priorities for the campaign ahead.
We can have a place where young people want to stay and come to Vermont, where equal work means equal pay. A future where a great education isn't just a dream, it is our Vermont promise.
The Dems also welcomed their nominee for lieutenant governor. David Zuckerman hasn't always been a Democrat, and the progressive farmer beat out the establishment candidate, House Speaker Shap Smith, for the nomination. Zuckerman's campaign got a boost when Senator Bernie Sanders endorsed him in the race. He said Sanders' popularity showed a desire among the political left for new ideas.
And, the Democratic Party, I think, is working to work those things out. And Bernie's success and my success, I think, provide real opportunities for the Democratic Party to carry forward many of these small-p progressive values and issues.
The biggest applause of the event wasn't for Minter or Zuckerman, though. After Shap Smith announced a campaign for governor last year, he dropped out because his wife Melissa was diagnosed with cancer. He entered the lieutenant governor's race earlier this year, but the campaign fell short.
It has been a tough year. It's been a really tough year. But Melissa, I love you so much.
Smith and his wife shared a tearful hug at the podium before he went on.
But you know what? A lot of Vermonters have tough years. A lot of Vermonters struggle every day to make their lives better.
He told the Democrats to keep those Vermonters in mind in the months ahead.
And that's who we're fighting for. We're fighting for the people who are struggling to do better, to make this place a better place for their kids, to make this a better place for their grandkids, to rebuild this state. We are Democrats because we are looking out for them.
With Smith out of the race, it's now up to Minter, Zuckerman, and the rest of the Democratic Party to make that pitch to voters ahead of November's election. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.